Finance with Scott Haywood.
Scotty Haywood, the finance guru. Welcome back, mate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Gareth. And I have to say thank you to Sarah Wells for filling in for me over the last month for the break. And the positive news I can give you as you have your first day back is that our share market's going to open up about 30 points in about 19 minutes' time, which is very positive. Now, the interesting thing I want to ask you, and this is a question without notice, Gareth. So you've been talking about your experience in the US. We talk every morning about the US markets. We talk about the trends. We talk about the US dollar a lot. And that's something that we always discuss in terms of where they're at and where we're at. Mm-hmm. And the two big I words this year, starting with the letter I, are going to be interest rates and inflation.
Yes.
And I'm interested in what you learned about the commentary of the market's pricing in three interest rate increases in the US this calendar year.
I'll tell you what, Scotty, I've been going to the US before COVID, basically annually for 12, 13 years, and it felt expensive this time for the first time in a long time. And there was a 7% annual inflation number that was reported while we were there. But just things felt expensive. It felt expensive to go to the supermarket. It felt expensive to go and eat out at a restaurant for the first time that I can remember.
Well, you're right. So the CPI index for December in the US was 7% year on year. And that has then meant that there is now an 86% chance of an interest rate increase in the March meeting from the Federal Reserve in the US, which means that that could put pressure on our dollar. And it could also put a lot more pressure on technology stocks, which have been battered this calendar year. The NASDAQ's actually almost in correction mode because it's fallen 7 to 8% because the market is saying the more interest rate increases, the less people want to invest in more growth or speculative type stocks that haven't got the dividends or haven't got the certainty of earnings, and they may go back into cash or bonds. So that's certainly a trend. But our market, I'm expecting to open marginally higher, as I said, in about 17 minutes time.
Scotty, stock to watch. You're going to do something a little bit different for our first week of the year.
Oh, you're in for a treat here. So for the 6PR breakfast, hashtag stock to watch. For the next 5 days, if you've got a watch list or if you've got the stocks app on your phone, I'm going to give you my five stocks that I think will be good performers, of course, general advice only for 2022. And I'm going to start off with GrainCorp, stock code GNC, last trade at $8.10, 52-week high of $8.70, as low as $4. They're an integrated grain business with activities including logistics, marketing, and storage. But we have had a wetter summer than is expected, and that's good for GrainCorp, which means that they're going to have stronger margins. And, of course, because we are more reliant on our own nation now, Australian grain does remain strong, and they've got a much better than expected planting period expectation. So, depending on seasonal conditions, GrainCorp is my first of five. 6PR breakfast, hashtag stock to watch for 2022. Our market's going to open stronger, but it has been a very volatile couple of weeks with both the US and the Australian share market since you've been in the US. But I do appreciate your insight, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it later on the show.
Scotty, good on you, mate. Great to chat again in 2022. We'll do it all again tomorrow.